top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Thursday, March 25th, 2021. I'm your presenter, Hassan Robinson. Here are the headlines. Attorney Kara Schillingford says perhaps it is the duty and responsibility of all of us to ensure that Dominica is placed back on track with a positive leadership and good governance. Prime Minister Alan Chastney has described as despicable and irresponsible opposition secessions that all oxygen required at the respiratory hospital would not be available. And a Jasari robot is one out of three used in Africa to fight COVID-19 after their launch in January by the UNDP in collaboration with the Health Ministry to limit frontline healthcare workers' direct contact with patients. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Digicel. The details of these stories and more coming up next.
Wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Yo, what's up?
Bro, if you're on any top of vendor, put $20 Digicel top up for me. Right now, it's tight for me to leave them.
You know you can do some of these transactions on your phone?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man. Go to My Digicel app. If you don't have it, download it. Here's the directions. Launch the app. Press top up. Enter your number. Press continue. Then you put in your amount. Press checkout. Then select the payment method, debit or credit. Then press pay now. You're done. That's it.
Gaza, thank you. Boy, you sung it just like a radio ad.
Ha, no problem, bro. I hear that all the time. Top up, purchase plans, or send credit using the My Digicel app. Get it now from Google Play or Apple Store. Digicel.
And welcome back. Perhaps it is the duty and responsibility of all of us to ensure that Dominica is placed back on track with a positive leadership and good governance. That's according to attorney Kara Schillingford, speaking on the Committee of Concerned Lawyers and Know Your Rights program on Q95 on Tuesday night. Ms. Schillingford spoke on the importance of having positive leadership and good governance and says that this is what the CCL stands for. She's of the view that good governance should be and is a must, and anything less than that should have consequences.
I would go further and say that it's not just the right, but perhaps it is the duty and the responsibility of everyone, all Dominicans, to play a role in making this country a better place, in putting Dominica, back on track, to ensuring that there's good governance in Dominica, honest governance, and that the government acts at all times in the best interest of the people of Dominica, because that is what we are concerned about. We are concerned about the people of Dominica and ensuring that the people enjoy the best quality of life, etc. You can only have you can only achieve that goal if it is that the government plays its role and does what it's supposed to in a manner that is honest, in a manner that shows that they're acting with some level of integrity. If it is that the government falls short of that mark, then it should not be business as usual. There should be consequences. The matter should be brought before the court system, before the ICO, etc.
And that was attorney at law Kara Schillingford. And the CEO of Wise Q95 FM, Sheridan Gregoire, contends that over the past 20 years, Dominica's economy has been on the decline, and too much so far, as for small island developing states with significant natural resources. He advises on a complete review of the DLP administration's failed strategic economic activities for Dominica, as he claims, and says he was speaking.
Over the 20 years, it did not grow that very much, indicating that a very few meaningful jobs were created. Talks about poverty that still existed. Well, young people of Dominica, even except, I believe, in a national employment program, which really pays not very much and is not going to support any career path these young people of their own choosing. And the CBI program needs to be reviewed, and I imagine diminishing amount of foreign earnings from this passport economy that places the funds, the CBI program, in the hands of foreigners and hoteliers who get free lucrative commissions in addition to free money to build unnecessary Well, some of them aren't necessarily five-star hotels because most people will stay in Howard Johnson's and Marriott's and some of these hotels when they travel. While local contractors and farmers and manufacturers, medium and small businesses, taxi operators, bus owners, bus drivers are being asked to go to the bank to take loans that they are unable to repay because of a very sluggish economy.
I am.
And that was the CEO of YSQ 95 FM Radio, Sheridan Gregoire. And persons interested in flying to Dominica, the nature island of the Caribbean, now have another option as the Caribbean Airlines announces their new flight schedule from New York. As of April 1st, 2021, Caribbean Airlines, which began service to Dominica in September 2020, will launch non-stop service between the JFK, New York and Barbados with seamless onward connections to Dominica. The schedule is set to operate out of Barbados on Thursdays and out of New York on Saturdays. Customers are now able to book flights via www.caribbean-airlines.com. Also in local news, attorney-at-law Joshua Francis is in a very positive and stable condition at the Dominica China Friendship Hospital, reveals Dr. Sam Christian. Mr. Francis was admitted to the Dominica China Friendship Hospital around noon yesterday with stab wounds to the back of his neck, which he received in the Belfast area around 11:20 a.m. Dr. Christian says his injuries does not warrant a surgery and is being transferred to the Alfred Ward for observation.
I am pleased to report that I visited with Mr. Joshua Francis at Accident and Emergency this afternoon. His vital signs are stable. His injuries do not appear to warrant significant surgery in theater at this time. He's comfortable, resting, talking with close family and friends. As such, he's being transferred to Alfred Ward for observation.
He says Francis sends his heartfelt thanks to all those showing care and support in this time.
Mr. Francis wishes to thank the nurses, doctors, and staff rendering professional services to him. Importantly, he thanks you for your heartfelt concern and prayers. Following his recovery, he looks forward to returning to serve the needs of his clients, as well as promoting Dominica's national development struggle, which remains a top priority for all of us.
And that was Dr. Sam Christian. Meantime, police are in search of a woman who is suspected in connection to the incident, reveals Inspector John Carbon.
The police is conducting investigations into a stabbing incident that took place in Belfast about 11:20 a.m. on March 24, 2021. Joshua Francis, an attorney who resided at Belfast, sustained a stab wound to his right shoulder blade region, allegedly inflicted by a female. At his house, he was transported to the Maho Health Center, where he was treated, and then transported to the Dominica China Friendship Hospital, where he is being treated and is presently in stable condition. Meanwhile, one female is being sought by the police in connection with this stabbing incident.
And that was a police inspector, John Carbon. And according to a DNO article, reports indicated that the National Youth Council of Dominica, or NYCD, has revoked a decision to place its first vice president, Fialanda, on a two-week suspension. That decision was confirmed to DNO by several executive members of the organization last night. On Saturday, March 20th, Landa apparently violated a Section 3 article code of conduct of the Constitution of the NYCD by acting in the capacity of master of ceremony at the Labour Youth Symposium held at the Kalinago Barana Ote. It is also alleged that Landa holds an executive position in the Dominica Labour Party organization and in the Rosa South DLP organization. For his violation of the Constitution, a former executive member of the NYCD, Stevenson Bellot, believes Landa should either resign or be removed from his position by the executive, stating to DNO that if they allow him to remain in the position, they are showing to other young people that it is okay to blatantly disregard the rules which are set in place. There are also reports that though Landa may escape any disciplinary action, there are ongoing decisions and discussions of removing the organization's publicity coordinator, Jonathan Jones, from the executive under suspicion that he may be a source of leaked information on the Landa matter. Also in local news, a president of the Dominica Public Service Union, Steve Joseph, explains the need for implementing the recommendations for job classification review by public sector employers. Speaking to Q95 recently, the DPSU president adds that the union continues to advise government to keep to its responsibility to carry out this exercise.
Over the years, we've called for job classification review. You've had persons whose jobs are changing, becoming more demanding, and the salary remain the same, the skill remain the same, and the government as an employer is always being asked to keep to the responsibility to review job classification. We've seen efforts done in the past to have that done, but we've not seen the recommendations implemented. In fact, we have one such process underway right now.
And Joseph then enunciated the three outcomes from the implementation of this exercise with the public service sector.
We always won when these exercises are conducted. It's not everybody that may end up having their job positions elevated or updated to a higher level. It can go three ways. It can remain the same, it can be downgraded, and it can also be upgraded. However, those persons who are already in those positions, we always advise their salaries or wages will not be touched. But the new people coming into that position, if your position is downgraded, then it will affect you. All right. So we've seen those very important policy positions that we've taken being implemented. But we want to always call for recommendations to be implemented.
And that was the DPSU President Steve Joseph. And right now we are at a very critical stage in Dominica as it relates to democratic judiciary, says a prominent attorney Kara Schillingford. She was speaking on the much talked about 2014 treating and bribery case against Prime Minister Skerrit and the DLP administration government ministers, where she received a unanimous victory over attorney Anthony Astafans at the CCJ. Since that victory, members of the DLP camp have been extremely vocal and negative towards Ms. Schillingford and have been hinting at the DPP's intervening in the matter. Mr. Schillingford says Dominicans need to pay close attention to this case in the fight for democratic judiciary.
I think that right now in Dominica, we are at a very critical stage. The Caribbean Court of Justice delivered a decision which would help to strengthen democracy in Dominica. The ball is now in the court of the magistrate court so that the magistracy can do what it is that they're supposed to, which is to hear and determine the complaints, the treating complaints. So I think it's important that we all pay very close attention to what is happening in the judicial system and how this case unfolds.
Mr. Schillingford echoed her stance on the matter, saying it would be inappropriate for the DPP to nolle prosque the case, as the term nolle prosque is used in reference to formal entry upon the record made by a plaintiff in a civil lawsuit or prosecutor in a criminal action in which that individual declares that he or she wishes to discontinue the action as to a certain decision made.
Is and has always been that I think it is inappropriate. I think it would be improper for the DPP to nolle prosque this case. The Caribbean Court of Justice has spoken on the issue. There is a complaint of treating before the court. That complaint should be heard and determined. The case is of tremendous public importance. It concerns the integrity of our elections in Dominica. It concerns the principle of democracy. Democracy requires that the people determine who their leaders are. So if it is that there are election offenses being committed and that the integrity of your election is undermined, then there can be no true democracy. That would mean that whichever government is elected might not be a true reflection of the will of the people. So because I think this case is so important, I think it should be ventilated through the court. and that the DPP should not intervene to Nollifrost. That is my opinion on the subject.
And that was a prominent young attorney, Ms. Kara Shillingford. And masturbation is a common practice and plays a very vital role in human sexuality, says PRO of Jolly's Pharmacy, Carlton Lango, speaking on the Jolly's Health Vibes program on Q95 on Wednesday. Lando says some of the known sexual health benefits of masturbation include releasing of sexual tension and letting people explore their sexuality by themselves. It is also allowing persons to become familiar with their own sexual responses, which can help them to communicate their wants and needs to their sexual partner or partners, helps in relaxation, promotes better sleep, promotes the release of the brain's opioid-like neurotransmitters called endorphins, which cause feelings of physical and mental well-being, whilst reducing stress and enhances self-esteem and body image. However, he also acknowledges there are also pros and cons.
Masturbation is a common, is very common among men and women of all ages, and to some people, it plays a very vital role in their sexual development. Most psychologists believe that masturbation is a normal practice in human sexuality. Most psychologists believe that it is healthy and it is normal behavior. We do know that some aspects of our society may differ from a spiritual standpoint. People may have different perspective, but from a medical standpoint, experts are saying that masturbation is normal, healthy behavior, and it is part of the human development as it relates to your sexual and reproductive health.
He added that having these open dialogues with the children will help guide and provide them with the right information about their sexual health.
We need to have those conversations even before the puberty begins. So you recognize most boys and girls will begin to go through puberty by the age 12, 13, 14. So you should start having that conversation at least by age 10. Letting them know what they're going to experience in their body. Having that open dialogue. We still have difficulties speaking about sex and sexuality with our children. And then when we see them exhibiting themselves in particular ways or doing certain things, we often get upset or we get embarrassed or sometimes we even want to scold them. But did we play our part in educating them? Did we teach them what is expected in terms of the changes that will happen in the body? And that's where these dialogue have to happen. So you tell a child, if you do feel that way, it is fine. Find yourself a private space, you know, and do whatever, you know, if you have to masturbate, do so. It's a way where most of our young adolescents, that's how they begin to find themselves.
And that was a PRO of Jolly's Pharmacy, Carlton Lando. And in other news, Prime Minister Alan Chastney has described as despicable and irresponsible suggestions by the opposition that all of the oxygen that is required at the respiratory hospital would not be available. The Prime Minister was responding to recent reports about a shortage of oxygen at the facility for those who needed it most.
Mr. Speaker, it is despicable and irresponsible for members on the other side to even play with the idea that this government or any civil servant and senior member of this civil service would not make sure that all of the oxygen that was required would be there.
According to the Prime Minister,
where is the money coming from? Or where is it being allocated in the budget to cover the 110 Cubans we had here and now 85?
And that was St. Lucia's Prime Minister, Alan Chastney. Also in other news, Jasari robots is one of the three in Africa being used in the fight against COVID-19. They were launched in January by the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, in collaboration with the Ministry of Health to help protect the frontline healthcare workers by limiting direct human contact with patients.
We're aware that the world is changing. We had an entire year in 2020 with the COVID pandemic, and we started to see change in behavior, travel behavior. There are not as many people traveling as before. You don't want any more contact in high contact environments. You don't want the proximity. And for us to see technology being deployed in the airport is actually a big and massive change.
The robot has two main cameras on top. One camera is infrared, which takes the temperatures of up to 200 passengers per minute. And the other now is a main camera, which just captures image, which maybe if there are mask alerts and temperature alerts, the camera takes an image of the passenger and we get the feedback in our laptops and computers so that we can get to address the issue.
This particular robot uses Android systems for those who are in the IT world. So that is why it is very simple, it is user friendly.
For the robot to operate, you just have to have a dedicated internet connection, that dedicated network. Up to 32 devices can be connected to get information from the robot, just like a normal Wi-Fi router.
It has a lot of functionalities. It can disinfect when my team is asleep at night. The person who is on duty will command using the laptops and the tabs that they have, and it does that automatic and it comes back to the center.
And that's the morning news as a recap of the headlines. Attorney Kara Shillingford says perhaps it is the duty and responsibility of all of us to ensure that Dominica is placed back on track with a positive leadership and good governance. Prime Minister Alan Chastney has described as despicable and irresponsible opposition suggestions that all of the oxygen required at the respiratory hospital would not be available. And the Jasiri robot is one out of three used in Africa to fight COVID-19 after their launch in January by the UNDP in collaboration with the Health Ministry to limit frontline healthcare workers' direct contact with patients. The news was brought to you for the very kind compliments of Digicel Abinia presenter Hassan Robinson.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, where